to Independent 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. We are community-powered radio with volunteer hosts sharing their soundtrack of Northern Minnesota. Up next, History of Jazz with volunteer Paul Kivy.
Thank you. La Rosita, the twin tenor sax towers Coleman Hawkins went hard at first, and then the sweet sound of Ben Webster, with Oscar Peterson piano, Herb Ellis guitar, Ray Brown on the bass, Alvin Stoller with the excellent percussion. I like that one, La Rosita. Welcome to the Recorded History of Jazz. This is our 53rd show, a start of a second year of programming. I'm Paul Kivy, and today we'll hear classics from Stan Getz, Earl Father Hines, plus a pair from Monk and Train at Carnegie Hall, and an all-star performance by and tribute to the dying Lester Young. But first, let's hear one more from that fine Webster and Hawkins group. This one is Blues for Yolanda.
Thank you.
Blues for Yolanda, Ben Webster, Coleman Hawkins, Oscar Peterson, Herb Ellis, recorded October 16th, 1957. Man, the older I get, the more I dig Ben Webster. You give him some decent material, he just makes me happy to hear him play it. You have found a show worth finding, the recorded history of jazz. The same backing band was live 9 days later at one of producer Norman Granz's generally excellent Jazz at the Philharmonic concerts, with tenor sax Stan Getz and trombonist J.J. Johnson forming the front line. Blues in the Closet. Thank you. That's Infatuation Eyes, our final listen to the innovative Herbie Nichols trio with George Duvivier on bass and Charles Mingus' favorite drummer, Danny Richmond. Pianist Nichols would die of leukemia almost unknown in 1963. Most of his works were first put to disc in the 1980s. Jazz at the Philharmonic before that, featuring Stan Getz and J.J. Johnson, Blues in the Closet. This is the recorded history of jazz. We first heard pianist Earl Father Hines on this program when he worked with Louis Armstrong in 1928. Almost 30 years later, here is the Earl Hines Trio on a live cut of Royal Garden Blues composed by Clarence Williams in 1919. Father Hines with Guy Peterson with the walking bass, Gus Wallace on the drums, November 15th, 1957, Royal Garden Blues. I think the recorded history of jazz is pretty cool, but I doubt it helps you catch fish. Pianist Thelonious Monk was the headliner at Carnegie Hall on November 29, 1957, but wingman John Coltrane got some fine licks in, too. With Ahmed Abdul-Malik on bass and Shadow Wilson on the drums, it's not quite a mini-concert, but here's two cuts, Monk's Mood and Blue Monk.
Thank you.
We are halfway through a live at Carnegie Hall concert, November 29th, 1957, with Thelonious Monk and John Coltrane, who you just heard on Monk's Mood. Here's Blue Monk.
Thank you.
That's two live cuts from a November 29th, 1957 Carnegie Hall concert by Thelonious Monk and John Coltrane. We heard two compositions by Monk. Monk's Mood started us off and Blue Monk finished it. This is the recorded History of Jazz, recorded in a van down by the river. Here's a fun one featuring Lee Konitz, alto sax, Zoot Sims, Al Cohn, and Alan Eager on tenor, Jerry Mulligan, baritone sax, Freddie Green, guitar, Henry Grimes on the bass, Dave Bailey on the drums, and despite having Brew Moore with his name in the title, he isn't on this version of Four Plus One More. We'll be right back. 4 plus 1 more. Recorded December 4th, 1957. Jerry Mulligan, Lee Konitz, Zoot Sims et al., Henry Grimes on the drive and bass there. You are listening to the Recorded History of Jazz. It was known that tenor sax Lester Young was dying when this next cut was recorded on CBS television. It's on YouTube. You can look it up. Billie Holiday sings, and her great friend Lester takes the first solo, and you can see the feeling in her eyes as she knows this is the last time they will record together. From there, an all-star cast takes turns soloing, including Coleman Hawkins, Ben Webster, tenor sax, Jerry Mulligan, baritone sax, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Roy Aldrich, Don Cheatham on trumpets, and Mel Waldron on piano. A legendary video recording as well as audio, fine and mellow.
Treats me oh so mean. My man, he don't love me. He treats me awful mean. He's the lowest man that I've ever seen. drink and gamble, make you stay out all night long. Love will make you do things that you know is wrong.
Goodbye to the dying Lester Young and Billie Holiday's as well, Fine and Mellow. Recorded live on CBS Television, December 8th, 1957. I'm Paul Kivi. This is the Recorded History of Jazz. The last word today goes to another of jazz's greatest singers, Ella Fitzgerald.
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue. skies from now on.
Fitzgerald with the Paul Weston Orchestra, Blue Skies.
Thanks for tuning in.